This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has taken slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in the upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. Replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha yesterday on motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament, the Prime Minister said, "It has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work." Mr. Modi assured that his government is working to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by emphasizing on 100% saturation of schemes. He termed the President's address as inspiring, which strengthens resolve of Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people. Prime Minister also recalled various steps which have been taken to provide tax incentives to the middle class. The Prime Minister said his government has increased the job opportunities for the youth of the country.
जब 2014 से देश की जनता ने हमको सेवा का अवसर दिया, हमने ज्यादा से ज्यादा युवाओं पर फोकस किया, हमें युवाओं की आकांक्षाओं पर बल दिया, हमने युवाओं के लिए ज्यादा अवसर बनाए, हमने कई क्षेत्रों को खोल दिया, जिसके कारण हम देख रहे हैं देश के युवा अपने सामर्थ्य का परचम लहरा रहे हैं।
The inflow of foreign direct investments, FDIs, has registered an increase of 26% during the first half of current fiscal when compared to the same period of the same previous year. As per the provisional estimates of the Reserve Bank of India, the FDI inflow reached $42.1 billion till September last year. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada informed this to the Lok Sabha in a written answer yesterday. Delhi is all set to vote today for the 70-member assembly. Voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with over 1.56 crore voters set to cast their ballots with 699 candidates. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. In view of voting, the Election Commission has directed all general police and expenditure observers to remain in the field and monitor closely, including in border areas throughout the night. They are tasked with ensuring strict adherence to the Model Code of Conduct. India has made significant progress in mobile and electronics manufacturing in the last 10 years. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that there were only 2 mobile manufacturing units in 2014, and now the country has over 300 units. He added that exports also crossed 1,29,000 crore rupees. The minister highlighted that mobile phone manufacturing in India has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam and offer prayers to the Ma Ganga. The Mahakumbh will continue until Mahashivratri on 26 February. The Indian Embassy in Libya facilitated the return of 18 Indian nationals from Benghazi, Libya. They are scheduled to arrive today. In a social media post, spokesperson of External Affairs Ministry Randhir Jaiswal said that these individuals had travelled to Libya for work and had been stranded for several weeks. He said that the embassy worked closely with the local authorities assisting the Indian workers with the necessary authorization and travel documents. United States military plane carrying deported Indian migrants is on the way to India. Without directly commenting on the deportation flight carrying the Indians, a spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi has said that Washington is tightening immigration laws and removing illegal migrants. It is learned that a C-17 Globemaster aircraft of the U.S. Air Force took off with the deported Indians from an airbase near Texas. However, there is no clarity on the number of people on board the plane. There is no official word from India yet on the U.S. action. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has warned that the shutting down of United States Agency for International Development, USAID, will have an immediate impact on life-saving activities. He said the UN is in touch with various agencies to assess the impact of USAID shutting down. Shuttler Anmol Karb of Haryana continued her impressive run to win gold in women's singles. While Tamil Nadu's K. Satish Kumar claimed the men's singles as well as doubles title at the 38th National Games at Dehradun yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.